From KUOW 94.9 Seattle, I'm David Hyde in for Ross Reynolds. Gannett, the publisher of USA Today, is buying out the current owner of King and other TV stations here in the Northwest, including KGW down in Portland. So what's this buyout going to mean for the future of local TV news? Here with a national perspective on Gannett is Rick Edmonds. He's a media business analyst for the Poynter Institute, and that's a journalism school down in St. Petersburg, Florida. Rick Edmonds, thanks so much for joining us.
Good to be with you, David.
So what is Gannett's track record with local TV news in other markets? What's their reputation in the industry?
Well, I think the reputation is pretty good. Maybe not quite as high as Belo's has been, Belo being the company they're absorbing.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, I think they produce solid newscasts, and they certainly in most of their ventures, they do a strong job on the business side and make these ventures profitable.
I understand Belo, this is the company that had owned King and other stations around here, had a good record in Texas and also here in the Northwest. But I'm wondering how a big company like Gannett comes in and cuts costs, sort of what's in it for them?
Well, I think cutting costs is part of what's involved here, but I would say the big cuts probably come at the corporate level where they can combined functions. You used to have, you know, two chief financial officers and two offices of this, that, and the other thing. So that can all be combined into one. I would say Gannett's record is, particularly on the newspaper side, is that they're quite willing to cut if they think that's necessary to provide a good profit margin. But I wouldn't really be able to say whether they're going to, you know, immediately look at King and some of these other stations and say that they have too much staff on the news side.
Just based, though, on their record elsewhere, we've seen with King an investment in things like investigative reporting, which is in the public interest. It's also expensive. What's your, you know, you don't have a crystal ball, but what's your sense of whether or not Gannett would be likely to continue to expand that kind of local coverage or perhaps cut back?
I don't think they're very likely to expand. But I also would not necessarily think they'd make big cuts, deep cuts right away. And if I understand correctly, you have a fairly competitive climate there among the stations. And if King's sort of claim to fame is excellent journalism, as I believe it is, you know, it might simply be the smart business strategy. Besides being a good thing if they keep it pretty close to intact.
Another thing that people are always asked about in these situations is whether or not this big conglomerate is going to come in and sort of have a editorial direction in one political camp or the other. What's Gannett's record when it comes to sort of local control?
I think it's highly unlikely that there would be a political agenda. And again, I know their newspaper is a little bit better, but they basically have left those kinds of decisions to publishers. I would describe the organization as a whole, as you maybe would get from reading USA Today, as centrist rather than either liberal or conservative. And they're fine with the papers or the TV stations being somewhat different depending on the community. So, you know, they might be more comfortable with at least a little bit more progressive flavor at a station in Seattle than they would be in Kansas.
All right, well, just last question, just to sum it up, what do you think the biggest change could be, if anything, for King 5 and others from going to Belo to their new owners, Gannett?
Well, I think the big changes are on the business side, and there are both some savings and some very good revenue possibilities in this deal. It's driven by business considerations. So I suppose an optimistic scenario is that it's a good business for everybody and helps these stations prosper, which going to be the case for at least a while, next 4 or 5 years anyhow, but as things get tougher, maybe Gannett's pretty strong record and its own digital properties will help with that.
All right, Rick Edmonds, thanks for taking the time.
Good talk to you, thanks.
He's a media and business analyst for the Poynter Institute, a journalism school based in St. Petersburg, Florida. Once again, we were talking about Gannett, which is the publisher of USA Today, buying out the current owner of King and other TV stations here in the Northwest.